Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It's episode 169 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here. How are you this week?
Very well, thank you. A few mosquito bites because of the hot weather.
Really? Where were you? Where are
they?
No,
just in the back garden.
Oh, right.
Yes, I react really bad with mosquitoes. They must really like me, but I tend to swell up quite a lot.
Oh, dear. Right.
When I get bitten.
Okay, at least said. Did you go do anything for the Heritage Weekend?
No.
I went off to Cork Abbey over in Derbyshire. I had a nice time over there.
Oh, lovely.
So that was good.
I sat in my back garden because it was nice and warm.
And your house is old
that
and run down.
That was my heritage.
Yeah, that's nice. but much else going on? No, just enjoying the weather?
No, enjoying the weather.
Until the rain started on Monday.
That's it. Not looking forward to the winter because we haven't had much of a summer, have we?
Well, you know winter's on the way when you look out the window here at Molyneux where we're recording and you can see...
It starts getting dark.
Well, on the pitch you've got the grow lamps out. And so the grow lamps are out.
Perhaps we should move the studio under the glow lamps. That would be really nice and warm.
Yeah, that'd be really good. But a bit drafty. Wouldn't work well on the microphones, but there we are. Right, what's coming up on the show today, Zoe?
Well, you've seen them in the papers. Now you're going to hear them here today. It's Black Can. We've got a couple of them on, haven't we?
We'll have a chat with the lads from Black Can, Ash and Ryan. That's half the band now. It used to be all the bands. Half the band now. We'll have a chat with them a bit later on today. We've also got music from Ashley James Peters.
Panty man.
Now, you're going to have to ask him about this one because you've seen a photo of him on his Facebook page.
Yes, with some pants
on. Just his pants on. Not in some pants, but actually just his pants. Calm down. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on, assuming he can actually cope with talking to you. Also, we have Julian Britton from Molyneux joining us for a bit of a chat about some of the forthcoming events down here. First of all, though, we go to the phones where we find Sue Chance from Compton Hospice. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. And you?
I'm okay, Tart. Now, we normally talk to Katie Love when there's events going on, or one of the other gang, or Jenny. But as far as the Katie Love role goes, you're taking over because she's going off to pastures new, aren't you?
I know, it's a real shame. We'll really, really miss her. But, she's moving on to pastures new, like you say. So I'm holding the fort while she's gone.
Well, you're basically doing all the phone calls and the press, I think, which is the big thing. So that's going to keep you quite busy. And particularly with the events you have on the way, because you've got a Halloween scare fest on the way. Now, tell us more. This sounds intriguing.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant. It's basically, we're sort of doing it on the 27th of October, and it's a safe place, really, for families to enjoy the whole of Halloween. So we've got everything going on. We've got a trick and treat walk for people who are willing to be sponsored. We've got fancy dress competitions. We've got a live band and disco. We've got a freaky forest, which is the scary bit.
with my surname, I'm not entirely sure I approve of that one, but there we go.
Well, if you can imagine a sort of Santa's grotto, only a lot more scary, it's that kind of idea.
Okay, I'm quite liking the sound of it now. That's all right.
What else have we got? We've got creepy critters on call to have your photo taken with, so sort of owls and spiders and spooky actors and all sorts. We've got craft stores. We've got everything, really. We've got barbecue and bar. It's basically a whole night of Halloween fun.
I think I'm there
family.
For the barbecue and bar. That got my attention. I like a good barbie.
But it's a really good fun for Compton Hospice, making money, but also the chance to enjoy Halloween. And it probably cost you less than it would do buying all the sweets for the kids who are going to come around trick-or-treat in the first place.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's it's free to come on the night, which is the 27th of October, Saturday the 27th. There will be some charges for odd bits and pieces, particularly the barbecue and bar, I'm afraid. But a lot of it will be free too, like the disco and the entertainment. So it's just a great night out, and it won't
like
cost
a
you
night.
A fortune.
So you don't need to get tickets, you just need to turn up.
You just need to turn up between 6 p.m. and 11 o'clock.
And so I think Halloween really gets missed quite a lot, doesn't it? Because it's a rather big event in America. And I don't know, around my estate, there's not that many young children. And I used to enjoy having the trick-or-treaters knock on the door and things. And nobody ever does it anymore. So it's nice to see them all dressed up in their scary outfits and things. So it'd be nice to take them somewhere, wouldn't it?
And I assume fancy dress is positively encouraged.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely part of the night, particularly people going on the walk. Dress up for the walk and be as scary as you like. And obviously, we've got a fancy dress competition too. So there are prizes for the best fancy dress. Everything really is Halloween oriented, and we're really lucky to be sponsored by Dead Ted, who they do theatrical makeup, and they do some incredibly realistic, scary faces. So even that will be available for kids on the night too.
We'll see some of those at the time.
Have we mentioned where it is?
No, we were about to get
to
that.
I was thinking it sounds very good, but I don't know where to go.
So first thing, where is it?
Right, that's a secret. No, the truth of the matter is it's at Compton Hospice site, which is the Cedars site, not the main hospice, but our Cedars site, 39 Compton Road West, Wolverhampton.
And that's really easy to get to, and there's parking down there as well?
Yeah, parking, we're sort of recommending that there's nothing on site at the Cedars, but obviously there's a lot locally in the neighbourhood, so it shouldn't be an issue. But we've got fantastic grounds there, which make us, you know, have all the room in the world to put on this event. So it really is a spectacular place.
And then we need to know how people can get involved if they wish to take part in the sponsored walk.
Brilliant. Well, obviously, there's details online. So if you want to visit our website, which is www.compton-hospice.org.uk, there's details there. Or failing that, they can talk to me or anyone in fundraising. Just need to ring 0845 2255 497, and we can give you details and a form to fill in, and that's it. You're away.
Well, give us that number one more time.
It's 0845 2255 497.
And obviously the Halloween is a big one, but there's probably loads more events coming up over the next few months as well, so worth keeping an eye on that website for if you can't get to this one or you don't like being scared, then there's going to be something for you at some point, isn't there?
Oh yeah, we've got lots more in the pipeline, but obviously this is our biggie coming up soon, so please support us, come along and have a great night out. And if you can take part in the walk, and that's open to anybody, by the way, as long as they're able to walk 6 miles, which is the route.
I was going to say, how far is it? Because children would probably like to have fun in doing that as well, wouldn't they?
Yes, they can. I mean, obviously, they're going to be able to need to walk that distance.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, people staying on site can have a great night too. So the family can come, and if some of the older children want to take part in the walk, then great.
Mm.
And some of the younger ones can stay around for the craft fair and all the things that we've got going on in the grounds.
Yeah.
Sounds well worth coming along to.
I'm going to put that one in the diary.
Yes, please.
So, lovely to speak to you. Thank you for your first chat about stuff with us here. I'm sure there's going to be many more over the coming weeks, months and years. And do we get to see you in the park again next year? Are we doing Compton in the Park again?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It was a great success again this year. The weather wasn't overly kind, but nevertheless, loads of people turned out to support us, as you know. And we're definitely doing it again. And next year, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We're hoping to have maybe some bands in the evening as well.
So you'll be kept busy all day, Jason.
Well, I've heard the rumours already. Am I invited?
If you're good. If
okay. I'm looking forward to it already. Should be brilliant. Sue, thanks for coming on the phone. Love to speak to you.
It's lovely to speak to you, Jason. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's take our first piece of music on the show tonight. This one is Ashley James Peters and Lights Out.
Up in my room, I've got nothing left to hide, nothing to hold on to. It's all in my head, the thoughts that keep me up all night, and I'll never close my mind. There's no reason to get her down. Look at us, we're all the same when the lights go out. And there's no reason to get down when the lights go out. Everything you took ruined my whole life. Why do you always lie? Everywhere I look,
eyes, and it's burning my eyes again. There's no reason to get down. Look at us, we're all the same when the lights go out. And there's no reason to get down when the lights go out. Down. Look at us, we're all the same when the lights go out. And there's no reason to get down when the lights go out.
Lights out. Ashley James Peters, and he's here on the phone now. Hello, sir.
Hi there. Now, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Zoe's giggling. You all right?
It's all right. It's
you're right there, Zoe. You okay?
It's all right. He's just propped his netbook up to.
It's an iPad. But,
iPad, yeah. Well, same thing. With your picture on, with you in your
oh,
pants.
Oh, really?
Right. Yes. Okay. Just to explain the plot, we have Ashley on the phone, who you just heard sing. We have Zoe in the studio. Ashley was supposed to be in the studio last week. We were scrolling through pictures of people who were going to be on the show on the internet, and Zoe, you saw a picture of Alex
in his pants, and he's staring.
Ashley
at
in his pants. Yeah. So you got that. And the deal was you wanted him to come in and wear that outfit for you to play, didn't you?
Just his pants. Yes. And perhaps the little white band around his bracelet.
His
thing.
What?
His little white band. Look,
oh, he's got a bracelet on as well.
What
I'm sure it can be arranged.
Saying,
can be arranged.
Yeah, we were supposed to be here this week, and you've had to cry out because your guitarist can't make it.
I know. Do apologise.
The
thing is, I could have played the songs on my own, but it wouldn't have been the same.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to get you back in probably early October now, is
the
plan, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, definitely.
So we'll rearrange for them. But we're going to hear a couple of tunes from you tonight just to sample. And that first one was one that you've written. So tell us a bit about that.
We actually wrote that song. I used to be in a band when I was about 17. It was called Fatal Ambition. And we wrote the song Lights Out. But yeah, it's just a bit of a crowd pleaser, really. It's actually a really, really good song, but... Yeah, we wrote it when we were very young.
But most of what you do is, are you doing a lot of covers when you're doing gigs at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's not something that I've been doing for a hell of a long time. I've obviously played in bands when I was younger, but it's only now really that I've kind of injected myself into the music.
Right, you say when you were younger, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
See, that's not old.
No,
not at all. But I've had a bit of a break from music. I went to Australia and actually not long been back.
Is it banned over there?
Oh. Watch that music.
Yeah. Oh, then you should listen to Kylie. Is that the way it works?
Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But so you didn't get a chance. What were you doing over in Oz?
A bodyguard, probably, by the look of him.
What, sorry?
Not a bodyguard. What do you call it?
Lifeguard.
Lifeguard, by the look of him.
No, I wasn't a lifeguard, I'm afraid. No, I actually went over there because my parents moved over there a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to join them. And then decided to come back.
Oh, fancy deciding to come back here with our winters as they are.
I know.
And our summers even worse.
But I suppose you can actually go and visit whenever you want, can't you now?
Yeah, exactly.
So the music is sort of coming back through, but it's not your daily trade. What do you do by day?
I'm actually a hairdresser, believe it or not.
Oh, he doesn't look like a hairdresser, does he?
No,
Jason?
I don't at all, do I?
I don't know. I don't go to a hairdresser, so I don't know what they look like.
not in pants.
I'm from a family of hairdressers. My mum's a hairdresser. My nan's a hairdresser.
So you carried on the family line.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the blood.
Yeah.
Which hairdressers do you work at?
Zoe, will you behave?
I could do with a trim. No, do you know, they do have hairdressers where the people that do your hair are topless.
And Ash,
so he could start a new trend, couldn't he?
Well, you know what, they actually do call me the Zohan.
Right, when you're coming to play music for us, will you cut Zoe's hair as well?
Absolutely. I'm a man of many talents. I can multitask as well.
This could sound like an interesting piece. Okay. Right. Seriously then,
funny when I have my hair touched, will you, though, Jason.
Particularly by men in their pants. Yeah. So, Ash, when you come in, will you play for us?
Definitely.
Will you cut Zoe's hair?
Absolutely.
Whilst wearing just your pants?
Wow, this is
this is all of Zoe's fantasies in one.
How close do you have to get cutting somebody's hair?
But is that a yes or a no?
Request, but I'm sure that I can... something up.
Okay, anyway, back to the music. Now, you've sort of been playing for a few festivals, so what is the plan with the music for you? Is it something that
I've had a lot of interest already, and it's actually pretty crazy really, because obviously I've not been doing it that long, and the choir festival was solo, but I'm concentrating more on, I've just set up a band now. We haven't had our first practice yet, but we start next Sunday. So it's not like I've been really concentrating on my solo material. It's all been about trying to get a band set up. But because I didn't have a band, obviously, I decided to do the festival on my own. I just want to go from there, really. But it's very exciting. I'm actually having one of my tracks played on Indie Rocks Manchester this week, mm-hmm. which is pretty incredible. That was just off someone that watched a YouTube video.
So you are on YouTube. People can hear your music that way as well, and actually see what you look like.
Well, you know what? It was just a recording out of someone's kitchen, actually.
Best acoustics ever, aren't they? Though? Kitchen sometimes.
Exactly. But yeah, it's all exciting.
Okay, well, we'll get you in here early part of next month. That's they've been 100% agreed. Yes.
Yes.
You're not going to get out of it this time.
No, not at all.
And you will find a guitarist to bring in with you, because your pieces take two guitars to make work, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Just gives it a bit of depth.
And what are you going to perform for us when you come in? Because we've got an arrangement that you've done of a tune called Collide, which we'll be hearing next. But what have you got that you're going to perform for us when you come in? You've got four of your own songs for us. I mean, you can do Lights Out again. We don't mind.
Yeah, we'll do that again. I mean, the actual songs, like I said, the recordings aren't amazing, but they're actually a lot better when it's live.
So I think a lot of things sound totally different, don't they? Live, a lot of
definitely
songs.
This kind of music is definitely better, you know, as a live performance. Okay. But, I'll do four or five songs. That'd be great.
Okay, we'll get you there. Come in, and we'll make sure the heating's on.
Fantastic.
So it is a bit chilly in October.
Okie dokie. Right, so Collide is what we're going to hear next. So this is your own arrangement of a tune by
Harry Day.
Now, give us a bit of background to this one and why you like to perform it live.
It's just a brilliant... As soon as I heard it, it's actually one of my favourite songs. It doesn't matter how many times I play it. It's always been one of my favourites. It's a great song.
We'll take a listen to it now. Ashley Jones-Peters, give us your web address before we press the play button.
My web address?
Yeah, where can we find you online?
Just my Facebook, really. Really.
And that does involve seeing you in your underwear. So,
I'll be on Facebook. It's Ashley-James-Peters.
Search for you that way, okay?
Well worth a visit.
Behave yourself, young lady. She may touch you. No, you won't. How old are you now, Zoe? Let's paint a picture.
No, stop it.
Paint a picture. How old are you?
I'm a very young.
Yeah.
39.
39. And she really is in desperate need of that. She's in desperate need of that haircut, though, mate.
Brilliant.
You're nasty. My hair's lovely.
Straw.
I'm sure it is.
Right. Can you do colouring as well when you're in? Anyway.
I'll do with a bit of colouring.
Yeah, no, we're not going that far.
Okay.
It will just bring the colour you bring to your cheeks when you see him in his underwear, okay? Right, so we'll take the tune and see you early part of next month, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
So, have a now.
Cheers.
The dawn is breaking. A light shining through. You're barely waking, entangled up in you. Open, you're closed.
times. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. And the doubt that fills your mind, I somehow find you and I collide. Quiet, you know. You make a first impression. I found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Even the dust fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Even the doubt that fills your mind, I somehow find you and I collide. Don't stop here, I've lost my place. I'm close behind. Finally find you and I.
Ashley James Peters. Hyphen in the middle of Ashley and James, don't forget, as he told us earlier on, if you're looking for him on Facebook. And that is Collide. Right, now, back to the phones once more. And a man to tell us about a big Motown event taking place at Molyneux, Julian Britton. Hello.
Good evening, Jason. How are you, sir?
I'm good. And we find you somewhere near a petrol station, so...
Yeah, indeed. I'm just on my way home, just driving through Hagley now, but more than happy to talk to my friend on the phone.
Oh,
I've got a friend,
free,
Jason.
There we go. Right, so obviously it's been a bit busy time down at Molyneux with WV1 opening in the brand new Stan Cullis stand, and absolutely fantastic it looks from where I'm sitting at the moment.
Indeed, very, very exciting times for us, both from a match day and a non-match day perspective. You know, we're open for business in WV1. We've still got our good old tried and trusted rooms in Billy Wright's stand as well, so we're open for business. Come and try us, come and use us, parties, christenings, weddings, anything you like, we are there.
It's almost a Christmas season now, isn't it? So you're taking bookings for that?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. And first, the WV1 facility, it's selling very, very well at the moment, really well. But, you know, as you know yourself, Christmas at Molyneux is a fantastic time and very, very busy time for us, December.
Yep. But on the way there, you've actually got an event coming up in October, I think it is, isn't it?
It's in November. It's the 30th of November.
Right.
We've got next in our run of special events. It's a Motown night at Molyneux.
See, that's actually Christmas party season by the time you hit November already, isn't it, in the 30th?
Kind of getting into Christmas party. So we're doing, you know, a special event towards the end of November. So those who can't really do the Christmas party in December, you know, have the month early. And, you know, we'll have the Christmas decorations up, so it'll be Christmassy.
DJing, Motown is the one that fills the dance floor.
Is it fancy dress?
Oh, no, so everyone's fancy dress.
Can you get dressed up? I like to get dressed
up. You can, yeah. Not compulsory, but we welcome fancy dress. We love it, honestly. It's great fun. Great fun.
So not only the Detroit sound, but the Detroit flares and whatever else happens to go along with some of the tunes.
You'll be able to get your normal clothes out the wardrobe, Jason.
Ha-ha.
His best.
Yes. Anyway. I don't know. Behave. So we were about to say, how do you get tickets? And how much does it cost?
Yeah, fine. I mean, we do, because see, we're very understanding that we're still in recession. You know, we're trying to run a business and think of people, think of customers as well. So we've done two options for this one. We're doing a two-course meal with live entertainment and disco at £23.50 a person. And we're doing a three-course meal, if you want to upgrade, three-course meal with live entertainment and disco for £27.50 a person. And I must point out that we haven't put prices up on our events, on our special events, for the last 5 years. We're still at the same price that we were in 2007.
And well, that's reasonable anyway.
It is. I mean, it's not a bad price. And if you're talking Christmas, as soon as you get anywhere near the middle of November, prices normally fly through the roof, and clearly those haven't, have they?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I say, you know, we're very mindful of the market out there, and we know things are tough for everybody out there. So we're just trying to run our business and be mindful of people and the amount of, you know, spare cash that people have in the moment. Yeah. You know, we're a football club and predominantly people spend their money with us on a Saturday on the match day. And my job is to try and get people into the stadium on a non-match day to show them what we've got and see how you know, blow my own trumpet about how brilliant we are.
If you say £27.50 a lot for three courses, you'd pay more than that for just a meal on its own, let alone having like a disco and everything thrown in as well.
The band or the girls that we've got, there's a group called Baby Love, are apparently quite local. I've never heard them myself, come highly recommended to me. A three-piece band, you know, girl group called Baby Love, who do all the usual Motown songs, and I'm not going to be tempted to start singing Baby Love for you now, but... Jason's heard my singing before, so.
It's classic. But there we are.
That is that after a few pints? That
no, he doesn't. He doesn't need alcohol. Out. He will just sing anyway. It's not actually required. But
drunk on life itself, I think.
Are you going to be there yourself on the night? Can we?
Oh yeah, I'll be there. I love the special events. I won't be singing, but definitely not.
Julian, always good to talk to you. Give us the websites if people want to get their hands on tickets, where they can get full details and the phone numbers and things too.
www.corporatewolves.co.uk. There's a link on there to email through to the conference, the bank, the office. Also, the telephone number is 0871 222 220, and just press option 5 when you get through to the options there.
Julian, thank you for joining us. And even though you've literally just left the building we're sat in at the moment, and I will see you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Indeed. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. Bye.
Right, let's take some more music, this time from a band we've featured before. You've enjoyed these in the past, haven't you, Zoe?
Yes, they've been in the paper recently.
They have.
So they're getting recognised.
And all over the radio. It's nice to see bands that we've been championing for a few years and playing both at Molyneux and here on the podcast. They are Black Can, and this is Dark Haze. There we go, Black Can. On the phone now we have both Ryan and Ash from the band. All right, lads.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
You just say hello to each other. That's fine. So
you both sound very tired.
I'm knackered, mate.
Have you had a busy schedule?
Yeah, very bad.
And to add that onto the top of that, you've just moved house as well, haven't you, Ash? So that doesn't make life easy for you in this rock and roll lifestyle.
Just moving house and trying to live the rock and roll lifestyle.
Ryan, is there a little more feet on the ground for you, or are you having the same sort of problems?
No.
You're just living life normally. You're coping with everything at the moment.
Yeah, fine.
Because there's been a lot going on. You've got the brand new single, Dark Haze. That's from the forthcoming album. Now we may have played Dark Haze last time we spoke, but you've been all over the press and all over national radio recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been here, there, and everywhere. A little bit of sandbox.
It's just offhand now, isn't it? We've been here, there, and everywhere in papers, on radios, and it's just.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll just keep going. Right, it's been going, but it's been good. I'm getting a lot of coverage on French radio yesterday and German and Norwegian radio the week before. So
very good.
Well, Manila PR, who often send bands our way just so we get a bit of a national feel for music on the show, it was really nice when they sent me this thing going, Black Can, they're great, listen to them. And I was able to email get back and go, I know, I've been listening to their stuff for years now. And it's not been overnight, but it's given you the chance to get to where you want to be in your music, I think, hasn't it?
Well, definitely, yeah. We've been doing it for over 10 years now, and you know, it's been a slow road, but hopefully it's just going to keep growing and growing.
And Ryan, how's it been with the sort of side of things from what you've been doing as well? Because obviously you've been working with Ash, and you've got a load of new people to work with as well as part of the big live experience.
Well, yeah, it's totally different now. We've got our first gig on the 5th of October with the new setup at the Flapper in Birmingham. We're going to test it all out, but it's sounding really big, sounding really good. So I'm really looking forward to it. Mm.
And what have we got as a release date for the whole album? Because I think the single is out now.
Yeah, you can get the album.
Yeah, you can get it all there. Just go on iTunes, type Black Can in, you'll get it all.
And of course, we're spelling Black Can, BlackCan.
Yeah. If you go to our website, you'll just get links to everything. You can listen, have a little listen to the album on there as well, and you'll see the video for Dark Days, and see some nice pictures of us looking good. You'll see the new members. You see the new members, Adam Hall, the bass player, and Nudie on the drums.
Yeah.
And doing a proper job for us. It's sounding good. Really
brilliant, loving the track, loving the music, as we always have done though, and looking forward to you doing absolutely fantastic things, and I want to see you at the top of the iTunes chart very, very soon. Okay,
I hope so, mate.
Cheers, lads, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ta-ra for now. Bye.
Cheers.
Yes.
So there we go, that's the end of this week's show.
Very enjoyable this week, Jason.
It's good fun, and you're looking forward to Ashley coming in now, aren't you? Even more so than before.
The pants.
Do you think he'll do it?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, it sounds came for a laugh, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
You'll have a right shock if you turn up and he's sitting in reception with just a pair of pants.
No, I don't think we'll let him in if that's the case, to be fair. But there we go. Now, another good one, and some great music as ever. And I do like that new song from Black Can, so do go out and buy that. But we'll be back next week, and we shall have an interesting lineup then. I can't remember what's supposed to be on, but we'll find out.
Yes, okay. You just told me quite a few songs.
I like to plan ahead, so we'll see how we go. we'll be back next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.